Long Island cemetery worker killed when grave collapses on him. By Amy Furr on February 27, 2021. A cemetery worker on Long Island was killed Thursday when the sides of a grave collapsed on him as he was leveling the bottom. The incident occurred around 8:30 a.m. at Washington Memorial Park located on Canal Road in Mount Sinai, ABC 7 reported. Moments after Rodwin Alycock was buried in the more than 7-foot deep hole, his co-workers tried to dig him out but were unsuccessful. Alycock, 42, of Coram, was pronounced dead at the scene by a physician assistant from the office of the Suffolk County Medical Center, a press release from Suffolk County Police read. Officers from the Suffolk County Police Emergency Service Section as well as Suffolk County Fire Rescue Coordinators, representatives from the Suffolk County Department of Public Works, and members of the Middle Island Fire Department, Hagerman Fire Department, Selden Fire Department and Setauket Fire Department responded to the scene. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, was notified and is investigating. Washington Memorial Park has served families in the Long Island and New York metropolitan area for more than half a century, according to its website. Following the accident, one of the victim's colleagues reportedly shared a tribute to him on Facebook, according to People. "Sleep in peace, Rodwin Alycock," the person wrote. "You is a great co-worker and a great guy." According to the outlet, the victim had just celebrated his birthday in January. A similar instance occurred in 2014 when a Queens Cemetery worker was taken to a hospital in critical condition after falling into a grave. Officials say a worker at St. John's Cemetery in Middle Village was digging a grave when he fell into the 8-foot hole, ABC 7 reported at the time. When emergency crews arrived, they stabilized the hole and rescued the worker, who suffered a possible broken shoulder and leg.